Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast, and it's the last one of the dang season, isn't it?
It's been years.
Fieldio.
It's been years. Keldeo?
Yeah, Keldeo. Fieldio.
Fieldio, that's nice. Good one.
Caught one.
Oh, you did?
We'll check in on the Swords of Justice progress. I didn't put it in the notes, but we'll check in.
Sure.
If you insist. Of course, my name is Galarian Articuno.
Galarian Articuno.
A.K.A. Tanner Green Ring. Oh, and you're Josh Fjellstedt.
Strong finishes for the nicknames for this very long season.
Joshua. I love the Crown Tundra.
Yeah, what a delight.
I had such a blast playing in it. I saw you this last week. We played a Dynamax battle at a Korean taco place.
Yeah.
At like 11 p.m.
Just like
very politely let us use their Wi-Fi and then like let us sit as they closed around us.
Sauntering around Crown Heights looking for anywhere that had Wi-Fi that would take us in and had a beer.
I will say this though. I love it. Some of the best Pokemon ever made. Crown Tundra. It's fun catching legendaries. It's fun doing all this stuff. I'm done with this game.
Yeah, I feel the same way. This was a really high note to end on. I'm glad we did Crown Tundra after Armor of Isle.
Yeah.
And I generally really loved it.
I've been back and forth quite a bit.
And on that note with the Dynamax adventures, I just, you know, I'm wearing a hat and I come to you hat in hand.
No, it's not. It's on your head.
Okay.
He's taking off his headphones.
Hat in hand.
Yeah.
To say I was wrong, and Dynamax Adventures is very fun.
They're great.
Even with the NPCs, I've had fun in the past week.
We met up. We sent out the code. Thank you for those of you who tried to join. We did manage to play with one bug catcher, Chris. And it was great. We had a blast. I don't even remember what we caught.
We caught that big ugly worm.
They're all big and ugly.
Giratina.
Yeah, Giratina.
That's it.
Giratina's not even a worm. It's like a centaur.
It's a centaur? It's a centipede before it's a centaur.
Google it, homeboy.
Giratina is supposed to be based on
a
fucking centaur.
It's like a centipede. Centaur centipede.
It's definitely a centipede. Look at it.
It's got like a trunk.
Maybe based also, this is where Bulbapedia just loses control, may also be based on the biblical figure of the fallen angel.
I love you, Bulbapedia, and I love all of the tireless contributors who volunteer their time and effort into making it such a rich tapestry of false information. Joshua, we did it. We battled. It was a blast. I love Dynamax Adventures.
Yeah, it's smart and it's fun. I was wrong. It takes a big man to say it, I'll add.
All right, yeah, and it takes a bigger man not to say it takes a big man to say it.
Well, I'm not quite that big of a man.
We did a lot of Dynamaxing, Dynamax Adventures. They introduced a new kind of Dynamax Adventures to me. They said, would you like to try this new kind? It was that doctor, that haggard doctor, showed up in the Dynamax Adventure
so
cave.
Beleaguered, yeah.
And he was like, do you want to try this new kind of Dynamax adventure? It's called Endless Dynamax. And I said, my man, you were speaking my language. Where do I sign up? And he said, just sign up here. Do you want to invite friends? And I said, yeah, I don't Dynamax without real people.
It is better.
And apparently it's not very popular because I never once managed to find another person who was ever doing a Endless Dynamax.
That's a tall order to get random people to do that one. But most of the time when I tried to do a normal Dynamax adventure, I would get people.
Oh yeah, I can always get people for a normal one. What I can't get is fucking like Necrozma or whoever. Let's get it.
Yeah. We have a couple.
We gotta get out of the intro.
A couple of legendary clues that we have to take care of before we get there.
Joshua, we talked last week about the Crown Tundra. We talked about Captain Peony.
We talked about Calyrex and Spectrier and the other one, the ice one.
Icyon.
Glastrier?
Glastrier. Yeah, great. He's in the box. Like, fine. We go back to Peony and he's like, that was just the beginning of our troubles.
To whet your appetite.
There's two more legendary clues to take care of. The first has you going to these like structures that we've seen dotted all around the Crown Tundra on our adventures already.
Yeah.
In fact, legendary clue number two was spoiled for me when I like bumbled across one and Peony called me and he's like, well, I guess you fucking spoiled the surprise.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. Because there's these beautiful, like mysterious temples that are strewn about the landscape. And if you're like searching every nook and cranny, like I think both of us were, you stumble into them.
Yeah, and then he calls you and he's like, you ruined the surprise. And he throws the title up, card up, and he's like, I don't know, figure it out.
The terrible titans lurking locked away.
There's four temples.
Yes.
And each of them has a puzzle that you have to complete to open the temple door. And then you have to run around on a bunch of dots, little dots on the ground.
To summon them.
Mostly just run around and light up all the dots. For the last one, you have to choose which dot pattern to move ahead with. If you go one direction, you get the terribly ugly, like, Electra Regilecki or something. Ugh.
Yeah, Regilecki, I think.
It's got a terrible name. It's got a terrible, like, look. It's just, the Regis are all so bad, and that one is by far the worst, except for the other option.
Regidrago,
which is...
You think that's worse? Then Regilecki?
I think they're both so bad. I think Regidrago is just so lazy. It's just like, I think they're all so bad. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is that's astounding.
Regidrago, it's
like,
there's so many other types out there other than dragon that you could have done. Why are you trying to shoehorn dragon in there? Why not do like Regi
bug
grass, you know, Reggie bug. I don't know. Why are you trying to like do a dragon?
I think that in defense of the dragon one, these are like ancient titans of the earth. I think a dragon one does make sense.
Bugs are ancient.
The electric one is a little confusing.
Electricity's ancient too.
Not that ancient. Not that ancient.
You don't think electricity existed in dinosaur times?
No, I don't think that they were flipping any switches.
All right.
But every time you think that the Reggie line can't get any more hideous, they just pull one out of their hat.
I just hate them all. And they make you do just the worst things to get them. And you have to get them. That's how you beat the mission.
Yeah. What's the worst? The easy
the
one
worst
was...
one is my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the week.
Okay. Getting right into it.
Which is when you're going to get Reggie Ice Head. Reggie Ice Crystal.
Reg Ice. That one's easy.
The clue on the door says, go catch the ugliest fucking like piece of shit Pokemon you can catch and have it in your party and flaunt it to people. Have it chase you around the island so people can see what a little like awful like Reggie pig you are.
Oink, oink.
So you have to do that, and it's about You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week, Cryonicle. I can't believe they make you catch one of these and just like have it.
I know. Is it just some misguided like marketing? They're like, we got to blow up Cryogonal. It's time for this thing, this big ugly snowflake to get its
so
time in the sun.
We've made so many fucking Cryonicle Pokemon trading card decks. We have to move these things.
It's time that we got to really just shove it down their throats.
So yeah, that was the worst.
Fortunately, it is just lurking like, or at least for me, it was lurking right outside of the temple.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
So
yeah.
It's not tough other than that you have to like grin and bear it to like capture this thing and let it wander behind you.
I was sort of doing legendary clue number two and three at the same time. We'll get into three in a moment.
Yeah, me too.
And I remember I was chasing after some birds and I was online and saw on the little like icon bar, Wellington Smith caught Cryonicle. And I remember thinking at the time, what the fuck? Like, what is Josh doing?
What kind of scheme does Smith have up his sleeve this time?
Hadn't gotten there yet, and now I understood, but really grossed me out at the time.
I hate its little jangling, like, orbs. Ice spheres? Like, what is that? Come on. It doesn't evolve,
yeah,
like,
it's, and it's
what's
like,
the
it's like
point
a little
of
mustache.
This?
Ugh, I just, it's not good. And it's like ice, so it's going to get hit. It's going to die in one hit if you ever try to use it. I swapped it out of my party immediately. Did you go for Regidrago or Regilecki?
I went for Regidrago, I guess,
yeah,
obviously.
Too. I wasn't going to go for that hideous electric thing. Plus, I already had one for some reason.
I just think the dragon makes more sense. It's like less ugly.
They're all bad. they've thrown a lot of legendaries at me over the last couple weeks, and I think my sort of like overall impression on legendaries after the Crown Tundra, and maybe this was the point, maybe this is why they did it, but the shine is really off the fucking apple for me with a lot of these legendaries.
You thought that they wanted to like ruin them for people?
Yeah, they're all kind of like awful. Like they're all pretty gross.
Well, you don't like the birds?
No.
I think that's a step too far for me.
I think the new Galarian birds are better than the old.
Oh, I think I agree with that. I didn't really, other than Moltres, I didn't have a big problem with the original legendary birds, but I do think all three of these are an improvement.
I'm in the max raid den, and they're throwing like Reshirams at me and like Guzzlords, and I'm just like, I'm out on the legendaries. Oh, I texted you because I was threatening you last week.
Yeah.
Because we're going to battle, and I said, I'm going to have at least one legendary on my team. But then I texted you, and I said, you know what? The legendary hunt is off. Because I think they're all just too ugly.
Conveniently, the morning of this record, after I'd already sunk time at actually training a legendary, because we did have a gentleman's agreement.
I also think Urshifu is a legendary, isn't it?
I think so. It's at least pseudo.
Then I still do have a legendary.
It is a legendary Pokemon. Okay, so if you're running that, I'm definitely going to run my legendary on the first battle, at least.
I cannot wait. Oh, God, I'm looking at your team now, and I can't believe we both ended up with the same Pokemon, and I can't wait to see what the kind yours is.
Oh, God, how did that happen? I guess I should have known. You do love it.
Yeah, I don't think... Has that ever happened?
I don't think it has, actually.
Well, I'm about to tell you how I got mine.
Not on a final first... team. Well, what do we have to say about these legendary clues?
We're bebopping
and scotting. We got to cover the birds.
Fine. Let's talk about Berry Shake.
Oh.
Not to throw you off the path anymore. We go and do the mother of all Berry Shakes to dislodge these legendary birds. We go to the big tree.
A legendary tree. A legendary three.
Yeah. And shake it, right? And like a billion berries fall out of it. And it's what sends one of the birds, Articuno, flying.
How that quest starts is that they're fighting over some of the like delightful fruit that's on this big tree.
Yeah.
And then they all scatter.
So they each go to a different island too. Articuno stays on Crown Tundra. Zapdos goes to
the
regular
main
Galar,
and then
wild area. And the third one goes to
Moltres. Goes to Armor of Isle, yeah.
But you have to shake, I think, I can't remember exactly the sequence of events. We played this quite some time ago, but for some reason you're shaking the big tree, and it's quite a fun sequence where you shake a bunch of berries out of it.
Wait,
and I think also,
what? You don't have to do that.
Did you not do that?
No, you don't have to do that. I just circled the trunk to find all the items around it. You shook the tree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I shook the tree, and that's why I'm the Berry King. And that's why you
it
just
gives
like,
you berries.
You don't even have
well, that's
that
cheat.
Like,
that's Mayor Cheat, though.
You don't even have that berry instinct. You don't even know where to look for trees to shake. And that's what makes you and I different.
I'm the original Berry King.
I was already winning, but then I went and shook this big fucking tree. And I can't exactly remember what came out of it. I think it was something like a Vespa Queen or something. But also like 80 berries came out of it.
Well, that's Mayor Cheat, because that's a rigged tree.
Well, this is the last episode of the season, too. So that's like a... That's like a mega win.
Well, and it's once again...
They're going to hang my jersey in the rafters.
You find some loophole and then you just announce it when we're recording live. So I don't have any chance to respond. Maybe I could get 81
That's
berries.
That's the free market, baby.
Well, Smith does know a thing or two about that.
Then we have to chase these fucking birds all over the place. It sounds like neither one of us had any trouble with Moltres. Over on the Armor of Isle.
I mean, no, it's annoying because you have to just sit until you can like it flies around in a circular pattern and then you need to like post up.
The Armor of Isle is the smallest thing. It's the smallest mass of land for the bird to like wander around on.
Yeah.
Making it, I guess, the easiest, although it is still tedious.
Yeah, you have to wait until it's like... You have to get in its path, and then it will attack you.
Neither of us have any complaints about it in the notes, but both of us have complaints about the other two.
Yeah. Where do we start?
And I will say, yours gave me trouble. I didn't have fun chasing it, and I didn't like chasing it, but I did catch it, and I did catch it.
Well, I did catch all of them, obviously. Had to catch
yeah,
them.
Yeah. I just did it. I think I probably caught yours in 10 minutes.
That's not at all the case for me. So the thorn of my game was Zapdos. which roams the wild area right outside what, Hammerlock, I think.
Yeah, he's just kind of goes in a circle around Lake Axwell.
That's right. And it speeds around like the Roadrunner, and it adapts to where you go. So originally, I caught up to it, and it was heading like east. And I caught up to it, and then like, oops, I killed it.
Yeah, happens.
So then I had to reset. Then the next time I was like, oh, I'm just going to like cut it off at the pass so I can catch it sooner. But then it changed its route once it saw me.
Yeah.
So unlike Moltres that just has a fixed route, Zapdos will actually adjust based on where you are. And if it sees you, then it will like spin around and go some other way. And you have to tucker it out before it will stop. And I killed it the next time I caught it. I kept accidentally killing it.
Yeah, that's the real issue.
So this was probably at least like 30 minutes, if not, you know, almost an hour to actually get it without killing it. And I probably killed it at least half a dozen times. Because when it was in yellow, it would never allow itself to get caught. And then I would try some other weak move and then accidentally kill it. And then I believe in the last time I had to, that I did catch it, it was in the red and paralyzed. But it took me like 20 or 30 Ultra Balls before it finally gave up. And none of the other birds gave me the trouble of the catch as well. So this one was a nightmare because it was so hard to track down and I kept killing it. And then also when I finally caught it, it took so many Ultra Balls.
Yeah, yeah. And like the worst is like you don't realize that you only have like 12 Ultra Balls left. And then you're like, well, yeah, I'll just give up now. It's hard to pull apart my hunt for Galarian Articuno with my hunt for the legendary Swords of Justice, because I would try to catch Articuno, it would die, and then I would wait for it to reset by going and trying to catch the Swords of Justice, who were equally incredibly frustrating and difficult to catch.
Yeah.
I would always find Articuno in the one place I could reliably find him, which was on top of the hill on like the snowy slope.
Yeah, I think that's where I caught him.
Where it's always 100% of the time hailing. So 100% of the time he would die from hail.
For some reason, I got so lucky with that one. Like, I think I just caught it on the first Ultra Ball.
I think I probably spent 6 hours total trying to catch Galarian Articuno. But the, like the boys are mixed in there too, the Swords of Justice.
Oh, I see.
So it's a little tough. But like, it took, I would say, like I don't know, dozens of tries to finally catch it. What I eventually had to do was in the middle of kind of the tedious trying to catch Articuno, trying to catch all the Swords of Justice, by the way, which I did, and it's very hard.
That I never made it that far. That's a respete.
Eventually, I just had to go in with a team of all legendaries who had pressure so that I could just wait until the legendary swords like used up all their moves and started just doing swords dance over and over again. And then I could just try to wail Ultra Balls at them.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God.
It was my only tactic. But anyway, back to what we were doing. I went to the Dynamax Den to sort of de-stress. And the first thing I caught, my saving grace, as always, my knight in shining armor, little Rotom.
Which form?
And I immediately turned him into an oven.
Uh huh.
I immediately taught him Sunny Day, and I went back up to that slope, and I gave him the Heat Rock too, which extends Sunny Day.
Oh yeah, smart.
And I went back up to that slope, and I said, "Not today, Articuno." And I got rid of the hail, and I caught it.
Wow, you really did have to get clever to pull that off.
And I have Rotom on my team now, my little sweetie darling.
It is a sweetie. And you know what else is a sweetie?
What?
I'm giving it to Galarian Articuno.
Yeah, they all look great, and Galarian Articuno is the best.
Yeah, this is the best one. I love the attitude, how it's always floating around, and it's sort of like using its wings like it's like crossing them.
Yeah.
And then it kind of looks a little like snooty.
It does magic mirror on itself when you catch up to it and you have to guess which one is the right one.
I mean, I like the purple. It's one of my favorite colors. I like the shade. I like the design. I like the attitude. Galarian Articuno, nailed it.
I have the Regis. I have the birds. I have the Swords of Justice, all four of them. And then I think you can also catch Reggie Gigas. I didn't even investigate.
Can you?
I'm not interested. I don't know. I think you can. I think some of the walkthroughs listed it.
I don't think you can.
I did not investigate. I'm not interested in Reggie Gigas.
Oh, wow. You can catch it. You need both Reggie Lecky and Drago. We'd have to trade.
I'll send you my Reggie Drago.
Well, we both have that. We didn't. We fucked that up.
Oh, I have both. You know what? I do have both. Someone sent me a shiny Reggie Lecky.
PokemonEvolution.com or whatever.
Yeah, .com. That scheme is off, by the way. I don't know if I'm the one who like blew the lid off of that one, but you can't farm Master Balls anymore. It just doesn't work.
Oh, wow. That's our impact. You blew it up.
Sucks. I'm never able to get Master Balls anymore. I had to do all these the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
A million just like Ultra Balls.
I always did because I'm not a mayor cheat.
I need to come to you, Josh, with an embarrassing confession.
Is your hat in hand? Now it is.
I texted you sometime last week and said, I've finally done it. I've caught my first legitimate shiny.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the max raid layer and I caught a...
shiny, and isn't it Raikou? Raikou?
Raikou. Shiny Raikou, which is pretty cool looking. It looks like a tiger.
It looked good. That was an improvement.
And I thought I could name it whatever. Eversource or something, Connecticut, have it on the team. And then I was investigating, I was so proud. Look, I finally did it. I finally legitimately caught a shiny.
Respete. Someone was bound to do it.
And then I was reading that in the max raid dens, the likelihood of a shiny is only 1 in 300. So it's, I think it's DQ'd.
Oh, it's DQ'd. I think you can have it. It's not like a hacked
mon. I'm not interested. No, I'm not interested.
You just want it the hard way.
It's emotionally DQ'd, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it if it's a 1 in 300, like, base chance. Not interested.
Yeah, you didn't really have to work for it.
I want to, like, earn that 1 in 300 base chance.
Yeah, I see. I definitely respect that, yeah.
So it's in the box.
Meanwhile, I didn't even get a shiny anything in there.
I know.
Even with those odds.
Keep at it, because it's apparently very easy. And that's where all these ends are coming from, I guess.
Yeah.
They're not even hacked. They're just caught in the Dynamax.
Puppy
den.
Mill. Mon mill.
That's just a puppy mill.
Shiny mon mill.
Peony leaves.
Well, after you catch all the birds, you catch all those ugly rocks.
Peony leaves.
He gets reunited with his daughter, finally.
He goes to the Dynamax cave because he has a new interest, because a warp hole has opened up over Southern Galar here.
Yeah, they came from the Ultra Beyond.
And a new mission, a final mission. They came from the Ultra Beyond.
Yeah, the last one, which was also funny how they introduced this, because you have the like this beleaguered doctor and then you have this like hack scientist who has been there like seemingly her whole life studying this Max Lair. And she's like, wait a second. Could all of these beasts be appearing because of that ultra wormhole that opened up above the Max Lair?
Probably.
Like, well, fucking obviously.
You actually have some experience with this, and that's usually where they come from.
Where are you accredited from? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? How is that a question?
I don't know who makes beast balls.
I do have one, and I got it randomly.
Someone gives it to us. I think she does, and that conversation says, maybe you can try to catch one with one of these beast balls.
You just get one.
Well, and we should talk about whatever shady organization is making beast balls, because you can buy more.
Isn't it Aether Foundation?
Is it?
They were making them in Alola.
Are they still around?
I mean.
Typical. Like, look, like Chanel survives World War II and becomes like a fucking luxury brand, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. They're still out there.
You can trade in Dynite Ore to get more Beast Balls, which are used to catch Ultra Beasts.
Oh. Well, I didn't have any trouble catching them with just
at an exchange
Ultra
rate
balls.
Of 150 Dynite Ore per Beast Ball.
Oh, that's obscene.
You're getting, like, I would say 5 to 8 Dynite Ore per entire Dynamax adventure.
Well, and
like 5 battles.
For the fact that you can catch them with regular balls in this scenario rather than having to, like in Alola.
Maybe it's a front. Maybe it's just like those prices are so preposterous that it's like no one's buying these beast balls, surely. Like, this has got to be a front. They're like laundering.
Well, you would only do it if you were like a real freak and like you love these ultra beasts and you want them to be in the ultra ball, in the beast ball, because it's like aesthetically aligned.
We sold another 3 million beast balls, boss. We made another 6 billion Dynite.
This hack scientist and the beleaguered doctor have got some like black market going on with Aether Foundation.
It's ridiculous.
Let's lock them up.
And I was too busy spending all my Dynite ore on Armonite ore.
Oh, yeah, for those.
So that I could take it back to Daddy Dig. You want to talk about him?
No.
Digger Paw?
No. I'm done with all of those fuckers.
I never beat my high score last week. I did get a few more, like, upper 100Ks.
That never happened to me. I did it a dozen times, and I never got higher than, like, 37,000 or something. And I'm through with this fucking family.
I sunk all my Dynite ore into Armorite ore, which I sunk into Diggerpaw to get Wox, which
me?
I brought back to my sweetie.
You're sinking into Diggerpaw?
No. My sweetie... Miss Honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you get a date with her?
Mission not accomplished, Josh.
Oh, come on.
My final contribution to the
That's
dojo.
What you should have been focusing on.
So frustrated with you right now. I can't believe you would imply that this is not exclusively what I was focused on.
You should have just not even done any of the other legendary clues, and you should have only honed in on trying to get this date with Honey.
1,329,555 watts is ultimately what I donated.
You're like way off. Don't you need like 3.2 million?
No, it's like halfway. Yeah.
And last week you were like, oh, I could do that. That's chump change.
It's these exchange rates, man. It's this economy.
It's that Joeflation. Crept over to Galar too.
And the final battle, the final prize I got was a battle with Miss Honey and her all mommy team.
Oh, wait. So you got to battle her, but you didn't get the date, the walk?
Yeah.
What's she got?
All mommies. I put the link in.
A team of mommies?
Mostly. I wouldn't say they're all mommies. She starts with Blissey, who's definitely a mommy.
Yeah, for sure.
Togekiss.
Kinda.
Gallade. Not as much of a mommy as...
No, not as much.
Salazzle.
That's like Stacy's mom. Got it going on. You know what I mean?
Venusaur, not so much.
No. No mommy vibes from Venusaur?
Oh, that's still like whatever. 3 out of 4 out of 6. Not too bad.
Well, yeah. Darmanitan.
They're all like... Yeah.
There are Bobby vibes from something?
Mommy vibes.
Oh, I thought there was a Pokemon with Bobby vibes and I wanted to see. Okay.
Okay.
You're in the
clear. Well, what Pokemon do you think has Bobby vibes?
Yeah, let's think about now that Bobby burst in here because he thought we were saying a Pokemon had Bobby vibes instead of mommy vibes. Now we're going to figure out what Pokemon has Bobby vibes.
I mean, Gallade maybe of the ones I just listed, but not really.
Yeah, Gallade could work. Tall and slender, a little sassy.
Blade arms.
Blade arms. That Bobby's known for that.
I'm going to a list of Pokemon by height, and it's so unfair for Bobby that my immediate instinct was to go to a list of Pokemon by height.
Yeah, Bobby.
And just look for the tallest, skinniest Pokemon.
Tanner's trying to find Pokemon with Bobby vibes, and he immediately just looks up Pokemon by height.
Inteleon.
Inteleon kind of works. Definitely works.
It's sort of an insult.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think people like that one. Of the Pokemon that are in that category of 6'3" to 6'11",
yeah,
Inteleon is probably the best one. Sawsbuck, I could see some Sawsbuck vibes.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe that's because I think he's terribly handsome.
I think Bobby, in terms of Bobby vibes, it's definitely
summer form.
Inteleon for me.
I could see it. And I think that's probably mostly a compliment.
Josh vibes.
It's certainly better than being a Toad's Cruel.
Ludicolo.
How are you giving me fucking Ludicolo?
Anyway, battle was Miss Honey.
Well, then,
it went well. I did beat her.
Goodra vibes.
I beat her. It was very sweet. It was like a very nice meet cute. I can't wait to never play this game again, but dream about what could have been with my date with Miss Honey.
We'll all be dreaming of that after this
Joshua
break.
Oh wow, you got me. I was just about to try to figure out a way to set up to do it to you.
Got him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, bug catchers, welcome back to our final moments of our final season.
It's the final countdown.
We have something to tell you all. No, that's a joke. We're not ending the show.
No.
It is the final season in that it's the final one we've done so far.
Of 8A. We didn't make that joke this season. We're in 8A.
I was trying to give us a clean break, but here we're back. Yeah, we're in 8A, I guess.
8A.
Peony is waiting for us in the Max Lair.
He wants a specific Ultra Beast that we don't know. We know now, but we don't know in the
game.
He
says, I know what I want. I know what I don't want.
Yeah. And it's pretty much everything.
Keep showing me stuff and I'll tell you what I don't want. And it's pretty much anything we have to show.
He has very particular tastes, this Peony.
Every now and then he'll say, like, this is definitely an Ultra Beast. Or you'll give him, like, Solgaleo.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is in the ballpark.
But it's not quite to my liking.
But it's not quite right.
What was not to his liking in your case? I probably ran
Guzzlord.
Dynamax Adventures like a dozen times.
He hated
at
Guzzlord.
Least.
Who doesn't hate Guzzlord?
Well, right. So he does have some taste there. He didn't like...
It's Necrozma he's after.
He didn't even like... I got Pheromona. I got Blacephalon. He didn't like either of those.
Yeah. It's Necrozma he's after. And you can do something with Bayonia. Where you can pay her 5...
Who?
Dynite. Paonia, his daughter.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't understand with the Italian.
Greek. You can pay her 5 Dynite Ore, and she'll be like, oh, I saw X Pokemon in the lair. And for 5 Dynite Ore, I'll add it to your map so you can go find it.
Oh.
So you can get a little lucky with her, because she can sometimes have... Necrozma, who you're looking for, but she never had Necrozma from me.
Me neither. And I simply ran out of
and
time.
And I was saving those Dynite Ore for that sweet Miss Honey. So
right.
Didn't have them to spare.
Yeah, I never bribed Peonia.
Peonia.
But anyway, I did it over a dozen times, I think, and I guess it just triggers randomly that Necrozma shows up, and that just didn't happen for me. And I don't think you really get anything out of it other than Peony's
fucking
approval.
Rayquaza showed up about 6 times for me.
I even got a Mewtwo, so that was nice.
And once you catch him once, you can't catch him again.
Nor would you want to.
No.
But I got a good handful. I got, like, Zekrom, I got... Heatran.
Oh, let's do a count. You got your Game Boy in front of you? Let's do our final Legi count.
Specifically from that. From the Dynamax Adventures?
No. Just no traded in ones.
One.
Ones that you caught with your blood, sweat, and tears.
Legendaries.
29.
Yikes.
Wow, another competition you got destroyed in.
How did you do it that many times and you didn't even get Necrozma?
Oh, I just loved being in there, man. I think the Dynamax adventure is just the most fun thing in the world.
I did end up liking
just
it.
Just so much fun. You're like playing with Pokemon you never play with.
Yeah,
you're
the rental
with Pokemon
is great.
You used to play with, but you're like getting like the weirdest movesets. I figured out Trick Room. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Especially in a Dynamax battle, because like a really fast Pokemon will go. And then all 4 of your teammates will go, and then you'll do Trick Room, and then all 4 of your teammates will go, and it just, like, the Pokemon has no chance.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Goes 8 times against it.
Look at you.
Oh, God, I just love it. It makes me love Pokemon again.
Learning so much.
But there is one whole thing I missed, I guess.
Apparently.
Before we talk about our teams and then beat them together.
I mean, this must have been announced to you, but you just slammed A through it and just didn't bother?
Not in my version of the game.
Because it's triggered just like having completed
enough
of Crown Tundra, and I think this happened to me basically concurrently with getting the Ultra Beasts unlocked.
Didn't happen in my version. No, I don't know why.
Leon, aka Lee, calls you up.
Leon. Oh, yeah. He did call me at one point. I hammered A through it.
Yeah, he calls you up and he's like, hey, I got this hot new thing that I'd love you to like come check out. And it sounded weird when he said it like that.
Yeah.
But Smith is always looking for a new opportunity to take advantage of.
Head chopped off. Like someone calls him and he's like, hey, I got something weird for you to check out. He's just like, be right there.
Is there money in it? So he went back to Winden and Leon announced the Galarian Star Tournament.
Oh.
And he brings back all of the old gym leaders and Swordward and Shieldbert. Like everybody is invited to this fucking thing.
Sounds kind of cool.
Hop is there.
Ush.
And what happens is it's double battles.
Oh, now it doesn't sound kind of cool.
I actually really like this. It was pretty challenging. You get paired up. I think it's by default you have to, or everybody was rejecting me. I had to team up with Hop on the first go.
Ugh.
But you can, in later replays at least, you can pair up with these gym leaders or like whoever you want. And then you just fight in bracket style, like four battles, I think.
I would just keep pairing up with Shieldbert over and over again, just to like drive a wedge between
him and,
Swordbert. You know?
You want to be right in between the two of them?
Yeah.
So anyway, I had a good time. This was actually really challenging. I do think it's worth checking out because the double battle aspect, your teammate is never going to be as good as you. And Hop obviously is terrible and he only has three Pokemon. So in a couple of my battles, his all fainted. Even having a fucking Zacian. No, wait. He has Zamazenta.
Zendaya.
He's still...
It's not Zacian, it's Zacian. Surely it's Zacian. You think it's Zacian?
Do you think either of those is good? I don't think either of those pronunciations is good. In any case, he got KO'd multiple times, and then it was like me going one on two, and I had a lot of KOs. There's like, they all have a Gigantamax finisher.
Yeah.
Mon, yeah. Appleton Gigantamax is a real delight, and that's kind of a sweetie as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, fun, and some of the most challenging battles I've had in a long time on NPCs. And at the end, you get $1 million.
Whoa, that's cool.
I got $1 million, and I'll get to what that impacted in a second. And then guess what? Ball guy rewards you.
Oof.
Guess what he gives you?
Balls.
Five fucking great balls.
I thought absolutely for certain you were about to say five master balls, and I was like,
that's
wow,
what
that
it
is
should
actually
be.
A really good prize.
That's what it should be. If the going rate for winning the tournament is $1 million, how is some guy giving me like $10,000 worth of like a bullshit ball?
This fucking guy,
Danger of the season
shithead.
Ball guy.
Yeah, he sucks. He's the real villain of this entire like arc.
And we're not interested in hearing from any of you defending him.
Joshua, let's talk about our teams and then let's go mash them together and then let's see this season off into the great beyond.
Yeah, I can't wait because you're going to check out my hot new little outfit that I got with that $1 million. I just spent $700,000 or $800,000 on like getting the Smith exact look, and you're going to see it on my trainer card.
I don't think I've changed out of my parka.
Get a gander of this. Look at that.
I'm about to see it.
That's Smith.
That's exactly who I was expecting.
It's like all gray. I'll post it. All gray, slim suit, like red bespoke, like Gucci shoes, like bespoke eyeglasses, two gloves, like a $500,000 red leather backpack. Like this is Smith final form. But before we get there, what does Drew England have other than obviously inferior outfit?
I already told you about him a little bit, but welcome to the team, Rotom Commercial Goods. Just a few of the things that are invented in Connecticut. Colt Revolver, toothpaste tube, frisbee, tape measure, wiffle ball, can opener, submarine, toaster oven, microwave oven.
Well, submarine is really just in the middle of
helicopter.
All that.
Helicopter.
Helicopter?
Yeah, we've done it
who,
all.
Who invented that? Johnny Helicopter?
Don't ask me.
In what form is your Rotom?
Stay in oven. Miles wished that he would be a fan, but I don't need that. I need oven.
You like to keep it hot. Some like it hot.
N2O, Shinotic, level 85, as you know. Laughing gas and modern aesthetics. Anesthesiology invented in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, that's a good one.
Big insurance, Godent, level 85. Hartford is the home of most major insurance companies.
We know. That's the one thing that I've really, that's really sunk in over the season that I've learned about Connecticut is that big insurance is there.
Charter Oak, Pseudo Wudo.
That is what I thought was going to get the cut.
Tree. No, this thing's a fucking stalwart soldier.
All Pokemon are level 85. That was our level cap.
Oh yeah, they're all 85.
Everyone's level 85.
Macho Man Randy Savage, Urashifu, level 85. And welcome back to the team. I couldn't let her go.
No.
I couldn't abandon her. And of course I never changed her name to Fur Affinity, you fucking perverts. I wouldn't do that to such a beauty.
Furrier Affinity?
Furrier Affinity. I did, however, repurpose a name. Welcome back to the team, New England Cottontail. Shiny Lopunny, level 85.
That's more like it.
Just couldn't. I was looking over my legendaries and I was looking over my box and I was like, how can I leave this beauty behind? And she was still named Lopunny. I never changed her name. I never would change her name to something so gross for all of for your fucking laughs, bug catchers. And I traded away my Score Bunny ages ago. So my original starter, originally called New England Cottontail.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you made the right choice.
So I just brought her back. What about you, Wellington? Any movement?
I did have some movement, and this will. I guess I will be swapping another one of these back out because you have a legendary, so I will bring my legendary into the fold.
Okay.
So as it stands, it's Darby the Colossal. It's Siemens the Weezing. It's P.T. Barnum, Mr. Rhyme. It's Brunel the Duraludon. And there's two new investments in Smith's portfolio.
Can't wait to meet them.
Number one is a Rotom.
Yes, double Rotom.
Because we're moving into the electric age. There's a lot more things that we need to invest in to diversify Whee! That portfolio of holdings.
I love it. Double Rotoms.
And it is Wheeler, the Rotom. It is an electric fan, so Miles would like it.
Miles would be so happy.
The fan version. And that's named in honor of an American who had to go overseas for this investment. Schuler Skats Wheeler. Skats?
Excuse me?
S-K-A-A-T-S. Scots?
Do you have someone on your team named Siemens and you have someone on your team named Skats?
It's only Wheeler in here because I ran out of characters. But it's an American electrical engineer who invented the electric fan and electric elevator design and electric fire engine. But I don't have those.
Where was he from?
America?
Because all those things sound familiar to lists I've been reading.
He is from New York City, baby. Manhattan.
We call that Connecticut's backyard.
Yeah, that's it. The gateway to Connecticut. And you're the gateway, to, New
the
England,
gateway to New England.
And
so
New
it's
York
really
City's
like...
the gateway to Connecticut. Yeah. And then this is a surprise because it's not even on the list because I didn't know that I would be bringing it back. But also level 85 and ready to go is Calyrex.
Ugh,
and its name is Bradshaw in honor of Thomas Bradshaw, the inventor of the first steam powered carousel. Because we're getting into entertainment. We already got P.T. Barnum.
Oh, and he looks a little bit like a little boy riding a carousel horse.
Yeah, exactly. So I will run that.
Fine.
If we have time, I'll do a different one. I'll bring Cubit the Conkeldurr back in, but we're going to run Calyrex here.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. See y'all in a second.
Jesus, your trainer card is a disaster. The fucked up chef? Shinotic versus Colossal.
Ooh, not a great matchup for Shinotic. Let's spore out of here, huh? That thing's not very fast, is it? Ooh, faster than Shinotic.
Ouch. One hit KO with Heat Crash, but I did get paralyzed from Effect Spore. I almost didn't even use that because I thought you were going to swap. I'm glad I stuck to my guns.
I just thought I might be faster, and Spore is always hits.
Sudowoodo's out. Head smashing. Ouch.
Big hit.
Got me down to 43. Is my one move going to hit? Yes.
Yeah, but it also like took off most of my health.
Earthquake. KO'd.
You also had a Rocky Helmet on.
Yeah, I love Rocky Helmet. Colossal's taken out too, which I never would have expected, so I'm feeling good. Brick Break from Urshifu, and that's curtains for Colossal.
Oh, that Rocky Helmet's a real pain in the ass. Mostly because my team is mostly physical attack based.
Here comes Weezing.
Just say Siemens.
Siemens. Oof, Iron Head. Half damage. Strange Steam.
Strange Steam-ish.
KO'd. Bing bong.
Oh, that's fairy type, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, your move was super effective as well, but not enough.
Sort of running out of shit.
Yeah, you're down 3. It's the Rotom. Volt Switch. Oh.
Oh, that would maybe knock you out.
You got me down to 5 hit points.
My little sweetie.
Lopunny's doing her razzle dazzle.
Oh, you're toxic, my baby?
Yeah. You'll be faster, though. Ice Beam. How does Ice Beam come out of that thing?
Dead.
Weezing is out. Calyrex enters the field.
How's that thing faster than Lopunny? Lopunny's like the speed.
Because it's like a rabbit on a horse. Goat on a horse. And it's a spectral horse.
Jumped up in the sky and died.
Lopunny's out. Oh, Godant versus another god. Godant versus a god king. I don't know that your stockpiles can save you this time.
I don't think so. And also, I don't think either of my like finisher moves coming out of the stockpile is going to do any damage to you, even if they did manage to save me.
Big insurance, finally not too big to fail.
All right, let's get in there, my sweet baby.
Rotom.
Dead one hit.
Astral Barrage, one hit, okay.
All right, Joshua, you kicked my ass. It was a complete shutout. We're going to try
playing redemption.
Again, though, 'cause we're a little bit rushed.
You did win every other competition, I think, so I can have that at least.
We thank you for joining us this season. It was a true pleasure. I've been Galarian Artan Kuno. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjeldio. Good game. I like it. Good DLC.
I liked it. I thought the whole thing overall was a strong package. There were some ebbs, and Armor of Isle is a ripoff.
Oh, except for my sweet honey.
But Crown Tundra is great. I like the overall region. I like it.
Yeah, I do. I do too. And I'm not looking forward to the next game we're playing, which is called BDSM. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl.
We'll announce what weird way that we'll be playing it in the coming weeks, but we can tell you that next week you can listen to us finish out new Pokemon Snap, which we did play live at some point, like when it came out, but this is the first time we recorded it.
Yeah, we streamed it.
We spent a few hours having a good time and
catching some great Pokemon pictures.
Yeah. So that will be our interstitial.
I'm so much better at it than Josh.
What? I couldn't hear that.
We are going to be back then with BDSM, and then we're on to Greener Pastures, hopefully with Legends Arceus.
Yes.
In the meantime, thank you for joining us, Joshua. Thank you for joining me, Bug Catchers. Anything else you need to say to close out the season besides chip chip, cheerio, pip pip? And goodbye.
Well, you can follow us on at Experience Share Pod everywhere. You can go to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. You can buy some merch at expsharepod.com and get the word out there that we're going into this game that a lot of people didn't like.
Yeah.
BDSM.
Yeah.
But we'll have fun with it. We'll have fun with it.
We're going to make it our own.
We've only done Platinum, so we've never actually seen Diamond and Pearl.
We're going to make it our own.
In this chibi version. On top of it.
I love it. I love the chibi stuff. It doesn't drive me absolutely like visually wild after looking at it for more than like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Joshua, bug catchers, goodbye. Chip, chip, cheerio. See you next time.
Pip, pip, cheerio, Alola, and smell you later. All right, Bobby.
I'm Inteleon.
Tanner said you're Inteleon. Oh, that's you vibes.
I said it was an insult too, though.
That's kind of cool. I wish I had that swag, you know? I don't think I have that swag.
I didn't think it was a good thing to say. I felt bad saying it.
I think it's largely a compliment.
I don't know that it's true, but it's aspirational. That's a generous read. Look at him. He's got a little attitude. I like that.
That's what I said.
Okay, what's your pick?
Well, because we were looking at a category. I think you got some Sawsbuck vibes. The summer form in particular. Look at that.
Okay. I like that you went with a sort of oral reading and not necessarily just physical. It's not that it's just like a tall Pokemon. It's sort of a vibe.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not your husband.
Okay, what's his deal? I mean, what's his deal? What's his attitude?
It's normal and grass type. It's like a majestic deer.
Majestic deer. I like deer. I do like deer. They're so scared, but sort of noble. I like that. I like both options.
Wow. It doesn't sound like he likes either.
No, he's not that satisfied.
I like them. I'm not super satisfied. No, I'm not very satisfied, but I like both. I could easily be more satisfied, but I think those are nice.
Well, we'll keep working on it.
Sorry to insult you, sir.
It's your fault. Can you get this cat out of here?
Winston.
Show Tanner the cat and then go.
Okay, Tanner. Here's the cat.
Oh, hi, Winnie.
Come on.